This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump says that he spent more than an hour on the phone Friday with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
We talked about many things.
Asked if Russian election meddling was one of them.
We didn't discuss that.
But they did talk about special counsel Bob Mueller's Russia report.
He actually sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and it ended up being a mouse.
The president says he doesn't know if Mueller should testify before Congress, deferring to Attorney General William Barr, who could block it if he wanted, but has said he has no objection to Mueller appearing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea has fired an unidentified short-range missile from its eastern coast. More from Reuters, Michelle Hennessy.
The last known launch by North Korea was at the end of 2017. Since then, it declared the building of its nuclear force complete and extended an olive branch to the South and the U.S. Kim had vowed not to test nuclear weapons or intercontinental ballistic missiles, but the North has conducted other weapons tests since then, including a test of what it called a tactical guided weapon system in April. The White House said it's aware of North Korea's actions and that it'll continue to monitor the situation.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. China's two decades of military modernization has paid off in big missile developments in domains like cyber and space. But the Pentagon says that China is still relying on spying on others to steal the latest military technology. Randall Shriver, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Indo-Pacific Security Affairs, told reporters Friday at the Pentagon that China frequently uses tactics that fall just short of armed conflict to reach its goals. This is VOA News. At least three people have died since Cyclone Fani crashed into the eastern coast of India. Officials say more than 160 people were wounded on the onset of the storm. It moved over the neighboring Indian state of West Bengal by Friday evening, and officials say more than 100 million people have been in the path of the cyclone. Thailand's 66-year-old King Maha Vajiralongkorn has officially been crowned. The newly installed monarch was crowned Saturday, the first day of the elaborate three-day $30 million coronation ceremonies, which are being televised. The king has seven children from his three previous marriages. He took the crown after his father's death, but Saturday marks his official installation. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan defended U.S. intelligence gathering on Venezuela after U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido failed to inspire mass military defections earlier in the week. Guaido, who the United States and some 50 countries recognize as the legitimate president of Venezuela, had called for a military uprising this week to topple the government of Nicolas Maduro. The uprising failed to push the military into rebellion, but was followed by clashes between protesters and police in cities across the country, which led to the death of at least one person. Guaido called Friday for protesters to gather outside military bases Saturday to try to persuade soldiers to support them. Fighting raged in the battle for the Libyan capital Tripoli Friday, with neither faction able to secure gains. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
Soldiers say fighting has been fierce around the Libyan capital Tripoli overnight and throughout Friday. This fight began in early April when Haftar announced his intention to take over Tripoli in a few days. But local officials say more than 45,000 people have been displaced in this conflict and at least 22 civilians have been killed. And as the fight continues, analysts say any concise military victory would mean a tragedy for the local populations, and the only real way out is a political solution. Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
More than 1,000 people have died from Ebola in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo since August. The executive director of World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, highlighted the danger to those in the DRC providing care.
Since January, we've experienced 119 separate attacks, 42 of which have been directly on health facilities, with 85 health personnel either injured or killed in those settings.
The outbreak declared almost 9 months ago already had caused the most deaths behind the 2014-2016 outbreak in West Africa. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.